All right, up next, we've got another review. This one, I actually very much enjoyed driving. This was a 2023. It's a new Volvo EV. What model was it, Richard?
I believe this was the XC40.
Yep, XC40. You got
right?
it.
And this is their full plug-in, all-electric SUV, Dad, right? Which
yep.
is a lot of these companies, you know, I've talked about this, a lot of these companies are kind of starting to come out with these. I'm just going to say that they're not full-size SUVs, even though they kind of look like they're mid-size SUVs.
That's right. It's a mid-size SUV. That's correct.
And so, you know, full-blown electric, that electric powertrain works phenomenal. Honestly, Dad, I didn't get too much real-world experience because you're able to, but you've got a level 2 charger at your house. How did that work?
Fabulous.
How did you like this?
I mean, I have a Chevy Bolt, as all of you know, as well. As far as this car comparing to the Bolt, this car is more luxurious. It's faster. I mean, it costs $20,000 more, so you expect some of these things to come out of it. 4.7 seconds, 0 to 60 time. It's got a rated 402 horsepower and a fast charge of 37 minutes, although the level 2, which I just do overnight, didn't have any issues. Downside to this versus my Bolt, 223 on a warm day miles. My Bolt will go 280, so your miles aren't quite as far, but if you're using this, as most people with a hybrid are, or an EV are around town, not going much farther than probably 100 miles a day, maybe 110, 120 a day, Richard, you still have more than enough range.
Well, and I think that kind of speaks volumes, Dad, to what you and I were talking about, you know, before, which is that this car, again, is not going to go 400 miles, right,
no,
on a tank of gas.
It is not.
Or, you know, a charge. However, for most people going around town, they want some of that instantaneous power. They want some of the luxury that these,
yep.
yes, these electric SUVs provide. I think it's a high up there option is how we would say it.
Very nice vehicle, luxurious interior. Wife really loved it as well. One complaint only. Volvo, if you're listening, please put stinking wireless CarPlay or Google, you know, the Android Auto, one or the other. Having to have a cord on a $60,000 full EV, Richard, is ridiculous. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. It's ridiculous. Make that thing wireless.
I know it's a big peeve of yours. So, yeah, for manufacturers, if you're listening, please, for the sake of all of us, give us wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto.
There you go. Other than that, great vehicle. You can go check this out at your Volvo dealer. There is a plethora now, not necessarily of this one, but of EVs in general. So if that's something you're looking at, you should be able to find one of these on a lot and talk to your local Volvo dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from both Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.